We are Quixie 98.3, Brian and Trisha, and people are starting to take down their Christmas decorations if they haven't already. We still have ours up, and I know many people actually still do, and people are keeping them up longer this year just to kind of, you know, bring joy and keep joy around. But if you have a real tree, then you can't keep it as long.
Mm-mm.
So actually, a zoo in Michigan is asking people to recycle their Christmas trees and donate them to the zoo because the goats will eat them. Hmm. I didn't know this. So I don't know if there's any place around here that does that, but I think it's a neat idea. You know, we know people who have, well, you know, Chris Denham used to have goats, doesn't have goats anymore, but...
Maybe we should just all take our trees to Chris Denham's house and chuck them in his backyard.
I don't think he's going to like that.
I don't know where he lives,
and if you go unannounced to his house and start chucking trees back there, then I don't feel sorry for you.
His scary wife
out.
Will come out of the house.
Bodybuilder.
She's got like, weights in each hand, and she's going to start clubbing you with them.
And Chris is just going to sit back, watch,
he'll eat
popcorn.
He'll be like, I let my wife handle my light work. So back to the story.
Love Chris and Felicia. Yeah. Okay, so they are looking for people to donate their trees because the goats will eat them. The pokey pine needles, some animals can't handle it, but the goat has a really hard mouth, so they're able to easily eat the pine needles, and they like the taste of them. And pine needles have a lot of vitamin C in them, so it's good for them. It's a natural dewormer for goats. So,
I had no idea.
I didn't either. So I just wonder, is there a place around here that would be willing to take old Christmas trees?
A lot of people with goats. So I'm guessing.
A lot of people with trees, too. Yeah. So,
you know, my uncle used to have us take our live trees and chuck them in his pond.
Why?
He, and I don't know that this is true because I'm not really an outdoorsy person. He claimed that the catfish that were in his pond liked to kind of hide underneath them and it gave them a place to go.
Oh, okay.
Again, I don't know if that was true or not, but that's our trees always ended up in my uncle's pond.
I didn't grow up having real trees. And as I got older, I realized that I found out I'm allergic to them.
Oh.
So we can't have them. So it's not an option.
Hmm.
And so I'm not going to go throw my fake tree in somebody's pond or give it to a goat because that's not going to be good either.
No, no.
So,
now, aren't you like triggered by those pine tree air fresheners? What's the story on that? Can we tell this on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
The movie Seven.
Oh.
You know, where there's like a million of those pine tree air fresheners hanging in that room.
Right.
That anytime I see a pine tree air freshener, I instantly think of that movie and that scene. And it's like, oh my gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, it's so bad that it's not. I mean, it's like 11 and a half months till your birthday. I know what I'm getting you.
Oh, no.